This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We got a couple stories. There's stories in the news, and there's a personal story, and it's something I can't relate to. Maybe you can. We want to talk to you about sneaking out.
Oh, yeah.
Did you sneak out?
Dude, so often. I got so good at it, it wasn't even exciting anymore.
You did?
I might as well just come and go through the front door. Because when my parents built their final manor, and us kids got
final
the...
Final manor. I want everyone to soak that in.
Estate, whatever.
Oh, okay. Dude.
So my sister was older. They asked her, you know, you get to pick your bedroom. You're the oldest. Pick which one. She picked the one closest to my parents.
Why?
Exactly. So, of course, I picked the one furthest away.
Were you, like, in a basement? Or were you somewhere where you could...
Basement. And then I remember the windows... You know, they had the hand crank. Well, you just pull the bar off of the window frame, and now the window swings both ways.
So you don't need the crank.
No.
And then there was a ladder to get out.
I had to just hoist myself up because I was ground level.
Oh, so it wasn't like deep window wells.
And so when my friends would sneak out, they would come over and just on my window. And so
just a light tap. And you're like, okay, where are we going?
All right, let's go. I know. How about you?
I know. Okay, several things. Nerd. That's the only one I need.
You feared authority.
I feared authority, and I was a nerd. Where was I going to go? I could have probably sneaked out. I was the youngest of four boys, and by that point, my parents were just like, go, God. My dad had set up A-frame ladders. Like, I've put everything. He'd taken all the windows off. And it was like open-air bedroom. Was like, I've done everything I can to get him to leave.
Go, son.
Just
go.
Be free. The sooner you go. Ah.
But it never occurred.
Where was I going to go? Where do you go?
You just vandalize or drink or smoke up or
really?
Yeah, you're right. There's really nothing to do at 2 a.m, but I know it's just a thrill. They don't know where
the thrill of leaving.
Yeah.
So there was a story in the news. This mom, this kid is 13 years old and he's got game.
He does.
He disconnected her Wi-Fi.
Smart.
So that none of her cameras in the house would work.
Right.
Then he snuck around, got her BMW keys and bounced. And then, unfortunately for him, he's got a sister who was like, Mom, the Wi-Fi's not working. I'm pretty sure he left in your Beamer.
Son of a...
So then she starts filming the ordeal, and they go out looking for him. And when she finds him, he was headed to his girlfriend's house or something.
Yeah.
She found him, and she's like, hand me the belt. And the little sister's like, here you go.
Oh, man.
And the video, I guess, ends. I haven't looked at the video, but it's like the video ends with Mom going and like... whacking him with the belt.
Dude, that kid is so mature for his age. This kid, he's going to be able to bust out of a jail.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's full on Jurassic Park. Yeah. I'm going to disable all the cameras and walk out of the house with a Barbasol can full of dinosaur embryos, and no one's going to be the wiser. And the only thing I got to do is avoid like going off the wrong road and getting eaten by baby raptors.
Right. Yes.
Other than that, I'm good. Worst case scenario, I get my mom's belt. Big deal. It's not a velociraptor.
Dude, exactly.
Who cares? I just never... So, friend of show, Lil D.
Oh, yes.
I just talked to him, and he's got... why did I say his name? Because I don't know if the neighbors want... Lil D caught his neighbor's kid sneaking out.
Accidentally, though, that he was at the wrong place at the wrong...
He saw the neighbor's garage door was open. He was going to like let him know that, like, hey, man, you're...
Yeah, it was dark.
And watched the car slow roll out of the driveway without being turned on, gets all the way across the street, and... pounds on the neighbor's door. He's like, man, I don't... Either somebody stole your car or one of your kids just snuck out.
Uh-huh.
That's...
And so the dad went ahead and called the kid.
Yeah, he's like, dude, you better bring my car back and like do the...
Now they think Lil D narked off...
Lil D is the narc! He's the guy who used to sneak out and now he's the narc.
Yeah.
I just...
That's nuts.
If you saw a neighbor kid sneaking out, would you tell?
No. Absolutely not. Because I don't know if they're sneaking out. Maybe they have to rush to
you
the emergency
You see one of your
room.
Neighbors who has a daughter who's 17 leaving the house at 3 a.m. You're telling me you don't know if she's sneaking. You know she's sneaking. You see a leg coming out of a window. You're not going to say anything?
Absolutely not.
Oh, God.
Especially if it's a girl.
As a father of a daughter, I'd want to know.
I know you would. But then right away, I'd be like, what are you doing staring at my house and my daughter at 2:30 in the morning
to
notice
her? Like, what if you have those lights that like turn on when there's motion?
I would. Because I don't want to. I don't get
you
in the
really
middle
wouldn't.
Of it. Even if, I don't care if it was a son or a daughter.
For
in fact,
me,
more
if it's
power.
A son sneaking out, I don't know why I wouldn't tell as much as I should. I know it's hypocritical.
Oh, you would tell more if it was a daughter.
I know that's stupid.
Wow.
But yeah, I would tell.
You would?
I would. Because like, I would want somebody to tell me. Like, I would want somebody to tell me if it's either one.
Like, how would you, like, would you grab her and then take her home? Or no, she's taken off, so you run over to.
Wow. I don't know if I want you to go out and intervene, but I definitely want to know.
I would definitely not. I wouldn't do anything.
You really, like, not even the next day. It's like, oh my God, your daughter's got the whole sliding down the gutter thing down.
See, just saying those things or even.
Well, if you were just up and you went outside to get a cigarette and you saw her, it's not creepy.
Yeah, it can be turned into creepy.
No, because you're just like, dude.
What are you doing lurking around our.
Well, I was using my binoculars and all of a sudden she started coming out. And I was like, probably sneaking out somewhere.
Yeah, I know as a parent you would love to know this, but I wouldn't be the narc. Because then that teenager is going to get their friends together and then bomb my house with eggs.
God, it's always about you.
It has to be.
It's not about the
health
and safety of a 16-year-old girl. It's like, I just don't want egg on my house.
Yeah. What?
Somebody else said they came out of their house, fell into a bunch of cactus, and the mom actually let them slide.
Oh.
Because it was like.
Oh, yeah, that's punishment.
You've been punished.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Dude, that's what you need to do is grow cactus underneath all your windows so when your kids get to that age.
In the manner that I live in, I think my kids' windows are too high.
Oh, you've already kind of looked around.
My son could get out onto a roof out of his window,
okay.
But he'd still have to jump off of that. My daughter, it's just a straight drop. There's no way she's sneaking out.
Okay. Oh, nicely
done.
But
one of them is going to say, Dad, because I have room in my basement to finish a bedroom, and they'll fight over that. See,
I hope Noah asks you if he can move down.
Why do you want him to be as bad as you were?
Yeah.
All right, so if you want some sneaking out tips, Steve will give them to you. But better than that, if you were a person who snuck out, I thought no girls did this, and Steve's like, dude, mostly.
Yeah.
All right. So if you've snuck out, we'd love to hear the story. Molly?
Yay.
Sneaking out.
Yeah. So my best friend and I in high school used to sneak out all the time. Mm-hmm. We actually avoided windows. We would walk down the front stairs and out the backyard. But since it snows, we would end up covering all of our footprints in the snow.
How do you do that?
Wow.
Walk backwards and brush the snow behind us.
That's a lot of
like it didn't look like we left. We also would stuffed animals into sweatshirts and put hair extensions on them so it looked like we were sleeping when the parents.
This is full on prison break.
Yeah, this is awesome.
It's like Escape from Alcatraz.
You're like a pro, Molly.
Yeah, a couple times we actually stayed out till like 6 or 7 a.m. and we had to go stop at a coffee shop and pretend like we did a early morning coffee run and just walk right in the front door and go back to sleep for the rest of the day.
Brilliant.
You never, ever got caught.
We never got caught. We definitely had a lot of suspicious parents, but there was never proof.
Do you have kids yourself now, Molly?
I do not.
I wouldn't if I were you.
It's going to come back to you tenfold.
There's some karmic payment,
well,
for sure.
There could
be. You're going to be out there and see all these like little broomy things to like sweep snow back into the right kind of pattern. That's amazing that you pulled it off.
Well
Thank
done.
You for the call. I would have never thought about the footprints.
I see.
Especially in the snow. Because that's brilliant. Lucy.
Yay.
Sneaking out.
So we, in high school, the guys lived, or one of our guy friends lived around the block from me, and I lived on the other side, other block, so all the girls would spend the night at my house, and all the boys would spend the night at his house,
yeah.
And then we'd all sneak out together, and we ended up getting caught by the police officers.
Nice.
And we were running.
That's top shelf. I mean, you guys are,
yeah. You're full-on criminals. Yeah. Your picture's in the post office. Woo!
Yeah, well, we weren't going to get caught, but then they set up a trap for us where the guys actually fell for it.
Oh.
So they, like, drove off in the distance and put their sirens on and acted like they were leaving. And the guys ended up jumping out of wherever they were hiding, and then
idiots.
That ended up, yeah. So the
you got to have the intestinal fortitude,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
So anyways, the police officers threatened us that they were going to arrest our friends, and we all had to come out. So we went to, they delivered us to our houses, and my mom answered the door at like 3 a.m., not pleased. But then she sat us down, like, as long as you guys do yard work in the morning at break of dawn, then your parents don't have to know.
Wow. That's nice. She just wanted a little manual labor done on the house.
Done deal.
I don't have a problem with that. It's a win-win for everybody. Thank you for the call. Karen.
Yay.
Sneaking out.
So my parents used to have a rental property probably about like a 15-minute walk away from my house.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah, so awesome. I went and I made copies of that key, and I would sneak out of my house and take the BMW that was left in that garage. I was probably like 14.
So no one was living there?
Well, in between tenants, like, we would just throw parties at that house.
Heck yeah, you would. I would too, man. That's awesome.
And they never suspected.
So I got caught once. We took out the BMW and we got pulled over. And like, I was 14. I didn't have a permit. I didn't have a license. Like, nothing.
14. So like, you still want to say that? You got to respect that a little bit. Well. Yeah. But then
so
they shut you down forever.
My mom had to come pick me up. Yeah, and then I was basically under, like, curfew until I was, like, 22.
That part sucks. When you get caught, they go way overboard. And
well, I mean, you have to. She can't be trusted.
Well.
Okay, thank you, Karen.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.